Hey, my name is Sin, and I am doing a response to the What's in a Name discussion that Little Mako posted 6 months ago. I was scrolling down the GWA backstage page and found it and thought it would be fun to try out. I'm also drawing right now, and normally when I draw, I listen to audios just for fun. And I thought it would be fun to give making an audio a try while I draw, but we will see how it goes because I'm doing some work right now that requires a bit more focus because of all the intense line work I have to do for it. But the first question is, what pronouns, if any, do you go by? I go by they, them, but I also use she, her, and he, him. I'm gender fluid, so doesn't really matter to me. Just be respectful and everything will be fine. The second question is, do you have any nicknames based on your username? I haven't received any nicknames, but the nickname that I've been primarily using is Sin. Which is that first part of my whole username. The second part of my username is Nim, so that would also count, I suppose. Oh, which leads into the third question. What do you prefer to be referred to as? I guess Sin. That's what I've been primarily signing off as. Nim is fine too. But I'm repeating myself at this point. Sorry if this gets a little repetitive. I am quite exhausted and I was drinking the night before, which I have not done in a little while, or at least as much as I did. So I'm a little tired. Okay, which leads to the fourth question is, if you could go edit your username, would you edit your username? I would not. Not in the slightest. I had a little too much fun making my username, and I wanted it to be perfect before I actually made an account. So I would not change anything about my username, not one bit. I think it's a lot of fun, and I was actually really excited when somebody asked on my verification post for GWA my username meant anything. I had spent so much time and had so much fun evolving it that it turned into almost like a game for me. CYN was supposed to sound like Sin, and myself being, fluid and bi and making erotic audios, that's technically partaking in two of the seven deadly sins, which is lust and pride, and I thought that was a lot of fun to play with and a little bit funny because of the religious background. In which I was subjected to growing up. So I went with that because I thought it was a funny joke. And then Sino is an ancient Greek prefix meaning dog. I really enjoy being called puppy, so it felt fitting to kind of just continue to extend it there too. Nim is an ancient Greek suffix, and that is also the shortened form of pseudonym. And that just kind of plays at the idea, I'm anonymous and referring to being anonymous. I guess it was just a little poke at that. Nim is also Shakespearean, from what I found, and that made me think of the quote from Romeo and Juliet, which is a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. I really liked that idea. And I love it in general because it doesn't matter what somebody is called, the person and what you're enjoying from them is more important. And regardless of my identity or what I chose to be called, making audios is to feel good and to help others feel good too. and to kind of gain confidence in certain ways that I felt like I lack. I don't enjoy my voice, so this was a way to, I guess, also force myself to confront it more by speaking and having to edit and listen to my speaking, which that brings full circle back to the idea that synonym sounds like synonym, so it's a little punny. I really enjoy using thesauruses and finding words that better fit what you might be trying to say. And this is something we got taught in school, was happy is okay, but more specifically, what could you better use to describe something than just happy? So are you elated? Are you excited? Are you overjoyed? Are you euphoric? I'm using a lot of E words, but it's essentially that, and I really like the idea of that. Things devolving and expanding and getting more specific or building upon the basic idea or, you know, human emotion of being happy. Oh, and then I guess the little bonus that I thought of recently was, so synonym has always sounded like cinnamon to me, but it's extra funny too, I guess, because the audios are spicy because they're erotic and cinnamon is a spice. I don't know. I thought it was a little funny. Hopefully someone else enjoys that too, but I had way too much fun and I can go on and on about that. I'm not sure if you're, if anybody has checked out at that little ramble. I am jumping back into it with the fifth question, which is, are there any terms of address or affection or pet names that make you melt? I really enjoy being called puppy and getting praised, so there's that. It does something so special for me. And then the last question is, are there any terms of address that you don't particularly enjoy in regards to audios, whether it be slut, whore, or pet names in general, etc.? Do you believe specific terms of address should be tagged? So I don't particularly enjoy princess. Something about that rubs me the wrong way, and it feels degrading in a lot of ways. I don't know, it feels too soft for me in not a fun way. I do think specific terms should be tagged, or if, you know, not in the top description tags, at least have it tagged in the expanded post. Anything that helps give clarification to whoever's listening, I think is helpful. Recording audios and listening to audios, I feel like, is a very vulnerable thing. And at least for me, I know when I go to listen to an audio, it's to feel good or experience something specific to whatever I need at that moment. So if you don't tag things a certain way, I think it can be very jarring, especially like degradation terms, like slut and whore. I think those are good and fine, but I think they can be incredibly triggering or jarring to whoever may be listening that wasn't expecting it. Same goes for names that are overly gendered or have a specific gender, because if somebody goes into it who feels dysphoric about certain terms, can become uncomfortable and triggered that I feel like it can take away from the experience of the listener and in having them enjoy something that you've spent so much time creating. So I think if you can tag it, then you should. It just helps add for clarification. There is a bonus optional question, which is, if you are new to the Audible world and people may not know you or your content, introduce yourself in a scene as if GWA were a film or a musical. So you come upon a door to an apartment that you've never seen before. instinctively your hand goes to your pocket and you find keys that you've also never seen before. You're not sure how they got there, how you got there, but you take the keys and press them into the lock. With your free hand, you go to turn the knob and open the door, peeking in just slightly at first and then slowly letting yourself in. Looking around, you notice the apartment is dimly lit, as far as you can see. Gaining confidence that you're not in any danger, you slowly venture deeper into the apartment. In the bedroom, you find a figure in a oversized, well-loved band t-shirt, hunched over and drawing. That is where you find Sin. All right, I hope, if you're still listening, that you enjoyed this little ramble. I think it would be fun to make more recordings while I multitask and draw. If someone wants to hear me ramble like while they watch me draw, let me know and maybe I can set up a live stream or somehow put something on Twitter for anybody to watch and listen to if they wanted. Just let me know, I guess. This was a lot of fun. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.